This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hello and good afternoon. I'm Laura with the Good Neighbor Podcast, Emerald Coast, and I am joined this afternoon by Molly Phillips and Joe Hendricks with 850 Garage Doors. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So 850 Garage Doors is one of our newest sponsors in the Niceville Neighbors and Neighbors of Blue Water Bay publications here in Niceville. And so I'm actually excited to learn more about your business and share with our listeners kind of your story. So I'm actually going to let you guys take it away and just tell us all about 850 Garage Doors.
850 Garage Doors started in 2020. We're a family-owned and operated company.
Our cousin, who had actually been in the business about 11 years, had a dream to open up in our hometown where we were born and raised, which was in Panama City.
Okay.
We've all been in the door business for, I've personally been in it about 27, 28 years. My brother's been in it 26, 27 years. My cousin's been in it 11, 12 years. And
me about 16.
And Molly's been in it about 16 years. We kind of just put together a dream team and said, you know what, let's start in our hometown. And we had a vision. My cousin started with it. And
James Phillips.
Yeah, James Phillips. And he brought us all into the fold. And we were all like, okay, let's do this. We had the infrastructure. We built a large company in Dallas, Texas. My brother, Matt Hendricks, had actually built that company. And I've been all over the country. James has worked Texas, North and South Carolina as well. I've worked in all over. Just with the experience of all of us, and Molly's worked all over Atlanta, Florida. She's worked everywhere as well. And we all just got a vision to want to come home and want to do a service to our community here and wanted to kind of set up a retirement business and as well as just do a lot in our own community and surrounding areas.
Sure. Panama City is a hard market because we've run into a lot of customers that call us and, you know, they'll schedule with other garage door companies and they just don't show up or they'll show up and maybe tell them something that they don't need. And we've tried to just build the trust in our business and just, you know, just provide a higher level of customer service that the customers deserve.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell me, what all services do you provide? What do you offer?
Well, we do garage door installation. We offer service on garage doors and garage door openers.
Repair.
Okay. We also offer commercial service as well, commercial and industrial garage doors for pretty much any application that you can think of for a garage door.
Okay. All different sorts of doors.
All different types.
So everything from repair to full installation.
Absolutely.
If it has to do with garage doors, they should call you.
And even just general maintenance. A lot of people, they don't realize, you know, that's the largest piece of moving equipment in your home, you know? And
right.
So... Yeah. It needs to be maintained like your car, like an oil change. You know, you need to have it tuned up each year, preferably twice a year, at the minimum once.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And it leads to costly repairs in the future if you don't do that. Just like if you don't change your oil, you're going to have costly repairs.
Okay, very good to know. So probably my garage door that's making this god-awful sound probably should be tuned up.
Probably so.
Good to know. You know, it's one of those things you don't think about until you have an issue. And then you're like, wow, that sucks.
That's right.
And usually when something happens to your garage, like you need someone ASAP because either it will open, it won't close or, you know, something's going on. So, yeah.
And we do offer 24-hour emergency service. So there will be someone to answer the phone 24 hours a day. We have emergency calls. You know, if you do get trapped in your garage, you've got to leave, you know, we can get somebody out 24 hours a day.
So what is your service area then? How far do you go?
It's about a 50-mile radius, 50 to 60 miles from Panama City from our home office. Okay. But again, we service the whole panhandle from basically Pensacola all the way down to Apalachicola.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
But sometimes we go farther, you know, sometimes yeah. we go farther. It's just if someone needs help, just give us a call and let's see what we can do for you, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So tell me a little bit about your journey. You kind of talked a little bit about your background, how long you've been doing this, and some other areas you've worked prior to moving back here. So tell us a little bit more about that journey and how you got into garage doors, or just kind of how all this came about for you.
Well, that's interesting. my brother-in-law, who was my best friend in high school, got married or started dating my sister. And we started a company called Family Christian Doors. And he and I both started with another company. We trained together. And he ended up opening Family Christian Doors. We all actually started that business together. And that has turned into a humongous business, one of the largest privately owned in the United States.
Wow. And where is that one located?
It's in Fort Worth. Haltom City, actually, right around between Fort Worth and Dallas.
Okay.
And we run the whole Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex out there.
Okay. Wow. And then what about you?
The journey just continued from there. I've been all over the country. I've actually been a vice president in operations for about 16 years of that now.
Okay. And then what about you, Molly? You said you've been working together for a long time too. So
we have, yeah, we ran, you know, a huge garage door company out in Atlanta, and then we kind of split ways. I went another direction for a little while of away from garage doors. I was doing metal fabrication, woodworking, plasma cutting, you know, powder coating, all different kinds of things in my shop in Georgia. And then I got a phone call from Joe saying, hey, we're going to, you know, we're opening up in Panama City and we'd really like you to come help us out. And I said, no.
She did.
I said, no, for, you know, about, I don't know, four or 6 months.
It took
a little while. And then finally I'm like, okay, I'll come help you guys.
It took a minute to convince her.
And now I'm going on year three here. So
yeah, and there you are. Very cool. I love your the personality you guys bring together. It's a cool dynamic. I like it. I bet work is really fun, actually.
It can be, but we can also, you know,
we're
also best friends. We're very much family. So, you know, it can be fun and it can be very family-like as well at times.
Oh, yeah.
One big happy family.
That's right.
That's it.
So how large of a staff do you have, or how many trucks like serve, you know, people out, do you, I guess service trucks, or I don't know how it works, or technicians, or how many do you have?
We have an employee base of about 20 people. We run about 7 or 8 trucks right now. It just depends on the supply and demand of what the area requires, but 7 or 8 trucks right now is typically what we run on a daily basis. We have 2 major install crews, and we have guys that can fulfill whatever needs that need to be met as far as the service department is concerned. Service is a big one for us. Also, installation is a big for us. I mean, it's usually about half and half in this market, which is another thing that's very different. Typically, it's a higher service volume and less on the install volume. But here,
because
it's a lot of growth here and a lot of new builds and stuff. So it's expanded our installation department quite a bit, and we're building more and more every day.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's pretty interesting, actually, for me, being from the industry and seeing the difference. It's about 50-50 here about with service and installation.
And, you know, we offer a huge variety of doors, you know, from all different manufacturers. Typically, we like to go through CHI. We've been using Clopay for a long time.
Yeah.
But we have doors for any budget.
Absolutely.
You know, you might want just a traditional basic garage door. We can do that. We keep those in stock. We have those in stock on common sizes all day long. Now, if you want something a little nicer, maybe craftsman style, or, you know, something that's really the focal point of your home.
Yeah.
We can do that too. We do complete custom doors as well. So we can help anybody with where they're at and what they need to work with.
Right.
Okay. Very cool. So what do you think, what are some things that you think would be important for people to know about your industry? Obviously, one being that we need to tune up our garage doors. What else do you think? Anything you want to share that you think would just be good for us to know? Maybe something most people don't understand.
I think something that's very important is knowing what type of door you have and if it meets the code that is required for your area. And that's something we specialize in the hurricane doors as well. It's been huge for the state of Florida, is knowing what kind of door to put in that that meets the requirements that the laws, require in the state of Florida. There are going to be a lot of changes with that in the near future. And
They already have been.
Yeah.
Just recently, recent changes with different changing impact ratings.
That's
and
correct.
Different materials. Laws, you know, the glass has to be a certain type of glass in most areas around here now. And a lot of people don't know that their door may not be rated for
hurricane rating
for their area.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's something that we research a lot, and we make sure that we follow the law.
We will not install a door that's not rated properly for that area. There's a lot of companies who will, and they do, and we have to go help when they do that, when it gets found out. So, we go clean up the mess, but
a lot
it's very important to know your area and, what's required for your area.
Okay. Very good point. Great information. So what do you guys like to do here when you're not working? What do you guys like to do for fun?
Well, being from here, the beach is not really that, it's not that hugely important, even though it's very beautiful and I love to have the option to go there, but we actually live on the bay.
Okay.
We enjoy fishing.
Working on trucks,
working on cars. I mean, we're kind of just good old country folk that found a niche, and we stick to our roots.
Yeah. Anything outdoors. We love to be outdoors.
100%.
Good place for that.
Yeah.
Our kids are all the same. They love to be outdoors, riding four-wheelers, building stuff, building forts out in the woods and stuff like that. We're not a big, we do have the technical advances in the business, but whenever we get home, we all just like to hang our hat up and go out in the yard and do some work. So,
build a fire, fires,
whatever. Yeah. Clear land, and that's kind of where we're at. Yep.
No, I love it. So, kind of going back to the business, what do you think is attributed to your success? I mean, obviously, your business seems very successful. So, what do you think you have? What do you think has helped you guys be so successful?
I would say a lot of hard work, paying attention to the advancements in technologies, putting the right people in the right positions, and being able to family and holding the values and stuff that we have based in our business in Texas. And we brought those values here, and our family is super tight, and Molly obviously is a part of that. And she's our technical guru. So we have a really good team. We love everybody that we bring into the business becomes a part of our family, and we're all willing to do whatever it takes whenever, we have to do that.
And we try to treat people the way we want to be treated, 100%. whether it be our coworkers or whether it be a customer, we try to put ourselves in their shoes.
Sure.
And try to understand and, try to just help out any way that we can and just be, be good support.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, what's the best way for our listeners to reach out or to find out more about your company or even a service call? What's the best
so
way?
So many ways. You can reach out on Facebook, on Instagram, email. Our website has a contact form, but the best way to reach us is by phone.
Yep.
And the number is 850-890-1000. 1837.
Okay, perfect. Well, there you go. Well, it sounds like I need to call you for a tune-up on my garage doors.
We will get you all fixed up.
Absolutely.
I walked out the other day and I hit the button to open it up so I could leave. And I was like, what is that sound? Well, I clearly haven't had my garage door serviced. So,
and we have some specials right now on tune-ups. So give us a call. We can go over them. And, okay. Get a good discount for you.
Okay. Do you guys post, I guess you probably post your specials and things like that you might be running on your social media?
Social media.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if people want to follow you to keep up to date on those kinds of things too. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is your Facebook just 850 Garage Doors?
It is.
And mm-hmm. Instagram as well?
850 Garage Doors.
Okay. That's easy enough. Perfect. Yeah. Well, you should be easy to find then. So, well, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. I feel like I learned a lot, and I hope our listeners did too. And hopefully they will give you a call and get their garage doors tuned up sooner than later before it starts making the horrible sound that mine's making.
Absolutely.
But this was great. I love it. And again, I love the dynamic and the vibes that you guys have. It's awesome. I want to come work with you. So
it's fun sometimes. Most of the time.
Yeah.
Usually when we disagree, everybody just says mom and dad's in a fight again. So
Thank you so much for having us today, Laura.
I appreciate it. I look forward to doing this again.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.